deliver or export goods out of Israel. Well, this is an attack against Israel, an attack basically against God himself. This is my view. These nations that want to unfriend Israel are going to suffer consequences. The top five, MSC. Second was APM, Maersk. The third was a CMA-CGM. The fourth was Costco. The fifth was HAPAG Lloyd, Hapag Lloyd. So they don't want to ship, they don't want to deliver merchandise or export anything out of Israel. The nations are beginning their revolt against God himself and the nation of Israel, the Jewish people in Israel and internationally. I'm just telling you what is happening. Well, as of yesterday, this is an article out of, what is the name? Where did I get this article? I'll figure it out. Oh, I'm sorry. Health Impact News. Full-scale naval war breaks out in the Red Sea as cyber attacks take down fuel station distribution in Iran. And this is by a Brian Shilhavy. Quote, there can be no doubt that we are now at the beginning phase of World War III as a full-blown naval war has broken out in the Red Sea that threatens global trade. Taiwanese container shipping line Evergreen and a Belgian tanker owner Euronav add them to the growing list of major shipping firms halting all sales through the Red Sea Strait. This is a total now of not only five but seven. Also, the UK Navy disclosed more details regarding today's incident in the Red Sea. Some of you may have already heard about it, maybe others haven't. There was a Norwegian ship that was hit by an unidentified object. It was a UFO. It came in from somewhere in the universe. These people are so ignorant. They're just, the way they report is idiotic. It was a missile. It impacted the vessel at the port, on the port side. It was a missile. It was a UFO. Yemen Houthis, the Islamic terrorists in Yemen, say they attacked MSC Clara container ship. They claim they also attacked the Swan Atlantic oil tanker. Now, in the Red Sea, about 11% of the global trade passes through that sea, through the Suez Canal. You haven't, the world hasn't seen anything yet. There are no answers. There are no solutions to the problems that continue to escalate in that region and in this country. Christ said there would be signs before he returns. The Christian people are the most blind. The people, the children of the world, Christ said, are wiser than the children of light. What Christ said, believe it. He says his own people, the Christian people, especially evangelical Christians in America, are blind. They don't want to believe what they're watching. They don't want to believe that we're in the end days. the days before Christ returns, the time where the signs are evident. The world, there will be chaos. In the world, there will be disasters, plagues. You know, one of the biggest plagues I was thinking about, a plague, and no one in the Christian churches will talk about the plague of homelessness. I'm going to deviate just for a brief set, just for a minute or two. The homelessness in this country, it is a plague. You know, we think plague in the sense of disease. No, it is a plague. It is a problem. And King Solomon identifies it perfectly. He said, in every man's heart, there is a plague. And that is the fallen nature. That is the nature of man to refuse to hold men and women who refuse to hold the thought of God in their heart. This is a plague across the country. Not only in this country, it's a plague in other nations, but here in a civilized nation, a nation of prosperity, this plague, you cannot ignore it. And the plague is these people, according to the psychiatric community, have deep psychological issues, problems. And from a Christian perspective, I don't want to shock you, but even in the psychiatric community, they say that a great percentage of these people that are homeless have demons. They are demon possessed. Like the zombies, this is demon possession. The Christian pastors of the land and people of the land, the Christians, they don't want to admit it, but the people of the world know the truth.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
We're all doing a lot. A lot of swiping, streaming, watching, scrolling, double tapping, emoji picking, and social media stalking. A lot of nothing. You're probably scrolling right now. While we believe a certain red heart is giving us life, we're neglecting the one that actually does. Let's take a stand against sitting. Let's care more about strolling than scrolling. Let's take charge of our health. Let's make moves together, starting now. Visit heart.org/make moves.
You know.
There is a revolution taking place, but it's not the type of revolution that most of you or most people would consider a revolution. There is a spiritual revolution taking place, a revolution in the heart of people, a revolution against the demonic forces of the kingdom of darkness. But most Christian people are not engaged with the battle against the spiritual forces. But there is a group, a residue of truly born-again people who understand what we're witnessing is not just natural events in the natural world. It is spiritual war taking place, a war against God Himself and a war against mankind, the wicked rulers of the world, along with their vast army of devil worshipers, are at war with mankind. A spiritual war, as well as a war in the natural realm. And the war in the natural realm is generally halted or held back through the laws of the land. In this country would be the Constitution, the laws of the land. But the spiritual forces, they don't like to be hindered by the laws of a land. So they're going to destroy the Constitution. It's been under attack. It is weakening. It is not going to protect us much longer. Now I'm going to go back to the Red Sea. So there is the Houthis in Yemen are firing UFOs, as these idiots want to phrase it. They're firing missiles. They're using drones. They're attacking these ships in the Red Sea. The Islamic militias, the terrorist groups in that region, are at war with any nation, any corporation that will assist Israel in any way. And over the weekend, the U.S. Central Command wrote that there was a missile destroyer, the USS Kearney. It shot down 14 Houthi drones in the Red Sea. Yesterday, the UK Navy said it received a report of a possible explosion about 30 miles south of Port Makah, Yemen. It caused some of the shippers to divert vessels around the Cape of Good Hope to avoid the conflict area. So in other words, the Red Sea and the Suez Canal basically has COVID. Everybody is going to stay away from that COVID area. Because they're going to get shot down. They're going to be attacked. So what is the solution? Well, the United States has a solution. The solution is Operation Prosperity Guardian. It's a new military operation in the Red Sea. I've mentioned in the past, the United States is going to target the Middle East. The United States in the future will occupy Israel. And the objective is not just to occupy Israel, to use it, but it is to use Israel as a base for military operations in the Middle East. It is happening. Operation Prosperity Guardian. The Pentagon is to launch an expansive naval coalition to defend the Red Sea Passage. A U.S.-led naval coalition is finally coming together to protect international shipping transit in the Red Sea and vital Bab al-Mandab Strait, per a breaking development from the Politico's chief Pentagon correspondent. Quote, the Pentagon is expected to announce tomorrow the formation of Operation Prosperity Guardian. Prosperity Guardian. I'm sorry, we just lost a little bit of audio, just temporary. The operation will be within the framework of the existing Combined Maritime Force 153. It's a new task force to protect shipping from Houthi attacks in the Bab al-Mandab Strait and the Red Sea. A partnership of 39 nations focused on counter-piracy and counter-terrorism in the Red Sea. Days ago, it was reported that the Pentagon was looking to cobble together the broadcast possible coalition task force amid what's now becoming daily Iran-backed Houthi attacks on commercial vessels. They've also launched rockets and drones into southern Israel at various times, triggering U.S. warship intercepts. Protection is a conceptual counterpart when you decide to take money out of a site. Oh, this is strange the way they wrote it. Oh, so in other words, it's interfering with commerce. When you sail a foreign cargo from port A to port B, you expect to unload the same amount of cargo that you unloaded. Banks can deliver par on deposits most of the time. When not, central banks step in to help. So in other words, insurance companies don't want to insure these vessels. They're worth X amount, but if they have a hole in the side of the hull, and they can possibly sink, they're a risk. Insurance companies don't want to have to pay the costs. So what they're going to do until the United States, in this operation, they have an operation name for everything, don't they? Operation Prosperity Guardian. They're protecting the prosperity of these vessels, including ships coming from China. We're at war basically with China, but we're going to protect China's prosperity. Now, this is going to, there was a plan. It was a Rockefeller plan back in the early 60s. And the plan was to build a canal, to cut a canal through Israel from the Gulf of Aqaba through Israel and put the port right at the Gaza Strip. It was a plan conceptualized by the United States government. Not. It was a family plan by a family in this country that was considering monetizing more of these engineered programs, not in oil fields only, but a canal. And who would own the canal? Israel? No, it would be owned by and ruled by, controlled by empire. And I don't mean the American government. Behind the scenes, it would be, everything would be directed, be under the direction of the Rockefeller family, David and Nelson at that time. It was called the Ben-Gurion Canal. This way it would bypass the Suez Canal. They could go from Aqaba right to the Mediterranean, cutting Egypt out of the equation. And the canal would be modern. The canal would be protected. You wouldn't have Houthis. You wouldn't have Islamic military or terrorist groups from any area, from either Egypt or from Yemen or Saudi Arabia, sinking ships, interfering with the prosperity of these vessels. Is that going to ever happen? Well, I'll back up. And it would be Israel that would basically protect it. And I guarantee you that Ben-Gurion, I think it's called the Ben-Gurion Canal, would be, they would absolutely have safe passage for any vessel that would go through that canal. There are people who are saying that Israel, this Gaza war is Israel's plan to remove the people out of Gaza so they can build that canal. Well, there's a prophecy in the Bible, and the prophecy that I mention pretty much on every program is Psalm 83. Psalm 83 said the purpose of the war in Gaza is because Israel has to protect herself from extreme terrorists, the Hamas terrorists in Gaza. They spent roughly 2 decades building underground tunnels, a network, infrastructure. They really have pushed for the last 2 years. They have, 2-3 years, they have exacerbated, they have furthered this plan. They have worked day and night to get ready for this present conflict. And they made a mistake. But they couldn't wait any longer. They had to begin the attacks on Israel. The terrorists had to begin. Why? Because Benjamin Netanyahu, with every day, every week, every month, since he took position as prime minister once again, he was preparing Israel and the IDF intelligence for this conflict. He knew it was coming. They say that Israel didn't have intel. No, they had intel. The United States had intel. Russia had intel. These nations have been watching what Hamas has been doing for the previous 3-4 years. They knew it was coming. They didn't know maybe to exactly when. Now, Netanyahu said that they're investigating this situation. Well, they can investigate all they want. But Psalm 83 makes it very clear. God determined, the God of Israel has determined when this war would take place, when it would begin, when it's going to end. We're in the period of time where it's just beginning. It's going to accelerate, and this is part of the acceleration, these attacks in the Red Sea. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be right back. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
Just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about MyKind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. MyKind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Tammy Cuthbert-Garcia with Naturally Inspired Radio. Tune in Monday through Thursday at 3 p.m. for the latest in natural health news. Get real solutions for healthy living and hear from our inspiring guests that are leading the way in health and freedom.
So these terrorists in Yemen, they don't realize just yet that they have opened Pandora's box. They're going to understand very soon that they should, that their actions by interfering with international commerce is going to be their end, their destruction. They have just given the United States of America and some of the European nations the go-ahead to put more military ships or to more naval ships and military in that area. Big mistake. This is one thing. You can't control these people. The commanders of Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIL, ISIS, Daesh, the Houthis, they cannot control these people. They wish they could, but they can't. You put a rocket in their hand, nature, human nature, is pull the trigger. And then we'll pull the trigger and suffer the consequences later. You're not going to defeat American naval forces in the Red Sea. You're not going to. And now that they're there, chances are they're there for good. So the Arab world has just, the Arab nations cannot control these terrorists. Donald Trump warned them. He warned these nations. If you don't control these radical terrorists, they will destroy your countries, your people. They'll destroy you and your children. If you don't control these radical Islamist terrorists and the Arab nations right now, they are realizing that you can't control these terrorists. When Hamas was in Jordan, the country of Jordan, eventually Jordan, the military, went to war with the Hamas terrorists. You can't control them. They tried to take over, overthrow the government. It's what they do. Well, now they have brought the monster right to their shores to the south. And America is putting ships also in the Persian Gulf. When you sail foreign cargo from port A to port B, you expect to unload the same amount of cargo that you unloaded. Commodity traders can deliver foreign cargo from these points, but when they can't, the state intervenes. Not the monetary arm of the state, but the military arm of the state. Empire. What central banks are able to... Oh, this is written weird. Okay, what central banks are to the protection of par promises, the military branch is to the protection of shipments. Foreign cargo needs to sail on sea routes through choke points like the Strait of Hormuz. And par in this context means being able to sail from here to there freely, safely, without undue delays. It has also emerged that, whoopsie-daisy, Australia is expected to play a major role in Red Sea operations in the context of deepening ties with the United States related to the Australian, UK, and United States deal. What the Houthis have just done is now they have brought world military or world naval and the military of the other nations to the Middle East. Australia is reportedly in talks with the Pentagon over a U.S. request to send the Australian warship to the Red Sea, warship to the sea, to assist in dealing with Iran-backed Houthi rebels who have been disrupting commercial shipping in the region and launching missiles and drone strikes against U.S. targets. One of the American naval ships was attacked, and the attack was immediately... There was a response. Somebody got the flu. Somebody on the land got the flu. And they didn't recover. The request comes days after Congress passed laws enabling the sale of Virginia-class submarines to Australia. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You know, I better continue. The agreement marks just the second time that the United States has shared nuclear secrets with another country. So it appears that there is an element of, I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. The fear is that the AUKUS AUKUS agreements with an Australian warship shooting down drones in the Red Sea further locks Australia in as the origin of U.S. foreign policy. I have stated in the past that there will come a time where the United States will go to war with all the nations of the world that oppose our objectives. And I will put it this way. There is the concept and the reality of the BRICS nations. The BRICS nations will expand to a group of 11 nations in about a little over 2 weeks. There will be 11 nations in the BRICS alliance. There are others who have already asked to be included in the future, in the next year, in the coming year, 2024. They want to be included. They know that there is safety by being part of that network of nations. These 11 countries are going to de-dollarize. And because they're going to de-dollarize, they are going to be enemies of empire. And when these additional nations, possibly up to 20 by the end of 2024, are in that network, there will be 20 nations that will be targets of the United States, of the New World Order, the Western New World Order network of nations called unipolar nations. And as time goes on, more nations will join, and there will be a day as they continue to de-dollarize and destroy American dollar, the American oil, petrodollar, they're going to be a target. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts. We are giving away a free desktop PC for the month of December. So come by and check it out and enter to win our free PC giveaway. We provide sales and service for all makes and models. For all your computer needs, come by and see us. We are located in the Orchard Shopping Center in Loveland, next to the Ace Hardware. Or you can find us at PCsandParts.com. Call us at 970-203-0696. That's 970-203-0696.
This Christmas, experience the magic of Rocky Mountain Freeze Dry. Our artisan freeze-dried ice cream crafted by our local Colorado company brings a unique twist. Ice cream that doesn't melt. From classic vanilla to exciting cookie dough, our crunchy treats melt into velvety smooth joy. And for a nostalgic twist, try our puffed-up candies, perfect for gifts and stocking stuffers. Visit RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and unwrap the extraordinary.
Ho, ho, ho!
So the question is, will the United States or the American America, and when I say America, there are two Americas. There is the system of this country, the structure, the structure of power and rule, there are the American people. Two different things. There is a vehicle, and then there are the people in the vehicle. America is a destructive vehicle. The people in the vehicle, the passengers, we are just passengers. The American people are the passengers in a system. And it's a corrupt system. It's a system that cannot be changed. You can't change it. Laws won't change it. Revolt won't change it. Bullets won't change it. You cannot change this system. What America is identified in Revelation chapter 17. It is a great harlot, a great whore, a prostitute. Revelation chapter 17 explains clearly what America is as a nation. It's not talking about the passengers. It's talking about the ruling structure of power, of corruption. This country, you cannot, and there is no way to rehab this system. Many people believe that through voting, through changing laws, putting the right people in positions of power, that would be conceptually, yes, if it were possible. I say it's not possible. It's my view. This nation is not a nation of the American people. It is a nation of families that rule this system. And there is a, you might say, let's say there are 20 ruling families. Number 20 is a very powerful family, and they're involved in the process, in the control system. They're influential. But they're not as influential as family number 1 or family 2, 3, 4, and 5. So it's a hierarchy. And these families, these oligarchs, they have been at war, in a sense, with each other for 120, maybe 200 years, fighting to a struggle to be at the top of the heap, top of the hill. But eventually, as time goes on, you see those who are in the most powerful position. Families. In Europe, it would be, let's say, because we're so familiar with the Rothschilds, we can say the Rothschilds. In this country, we're familiar with the family Rockefellers. Nelson and David, they're gone. But let's say the other 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 children, grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren, they still are part of that dynasty, and they are involved from the time they're born through their lives. They are running the family business. This is the way it is in Saudi Arabia. It's the way it is in Russia, has been in Russia, England, Germany, China, boy, you have in China, you have Xi Jinping and that political power structure. But there are the ancient families in China that have been there for, well, when the stars were first created. And behind the scenes, they are still very powerful. And in China, you have an occult network of very powerful occult families. It's the same with every nation. But I'm going to go back to what is happening in the Red Sea. This is another major indicator America is on the move. And it's another misstep by Islamic terrorists. Every step they take, they sow to the wind, they're going to reap the whirlwind. Iran is continuing to sow to the wind, continuing to encourage these terrorists in these other nations to engage. Very shortly, Iran is going to be punished. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Reasons to own gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
All right. If you would like to support me, you can send support to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, and the zip code is 80534, and then again with checks or money orders, please make them out to Rick Rodriguez. I always say that it just eliminates the office work if it comes directly to me. All right, and in this article I've been reading, this is out of yesterday's Health Impact News. There were also cyber attacks, and these cyber attacks knocked out many of the petroleum, the filling stations in Iran. And Iran is pointing to an Israeli-linked group called Predatory Sparrow. The cyber attack disrupted service at around 70% of Iran's fuel stations. The Israeli linked group Predatory Sparrow claimed on Monday it was behind the disruption. You sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. You send Houthis missiles, in return you'll get cyber attacks. The fuel outages are the first such incident in 2021, since 2021, when a major cyber attack in Iran disrupted the sale of fuel. Now, already in this country, you have these individuals on Patriot news sites telling you immediately get to the gas station, fill up, top your tanks off. It's coming here. This will come to this country, but not now. It's wise to keep your tanks full, to prepare. But these attacks are happening in Iran. Iran is sending missiles. In return, they're getting cyber attacks. You cannot sow to the wind. And with, yes, hardships have already begun in this country. Like I tell the listeners on Sunday on my programs, yes, things are coming. Hardships are coming. But they come gradually. They don't come overnight. They're coming gradually. And God is giving the American people time to begin to transition in your soul. Your soul is your mind, emotion, and will to prepare psychologically. Then at the same time, while you're preparing physically and psychologically, you must prepare spiritually. And I don't mean just by speaking, it's not going to affect me. Norman Vincent Peale, speak it into being. No, the power of positive thinking. That you can, there is power in that, but it will fail. But spiritually, to look to God Himself and His Savior Son and ask for assistance and help in what is coming. Because spiritually speaking, men are going to need help from the Lord Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace. Mankind is going to need peace because we're moving into a time of hardship, and many Christian pastors are saying that it's going to be temporary and peace will come, hardships will end. No, the hardships are just beginning. We are moving into a time of hardship. But gradually. So we'll visit tomorrow. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Rick Rodriguez.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.